This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And if you're like me, you've spent at least a little time over the past week talking about guns. The shock of the tragedy in Newtown is still there, and people in Washington and all across the country are trying to figure out what can be done to make sure nothing like this happens again. And as we have that national conversation, the National Rifle Association wants to be a big part of it. It is a lobbying powerhouse and represents millions of American gun owners. But as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports from Washington, the biggest threat to the NRA's influence may come from its own members.
The target demographic is shrinking. In 1980, half of American households said they owned a gun. Today, it's a third. There are many factors, but NYU political scientist Patrick Egan highlights this one. Fewer Americans live in rural places.
If the culture that supports gun ownership is itself changing, then that's a challenge for any membership organization that is trying to speak not only to those prospective members, but also to the broader society at large.
Egan says gun ownership is also more partisan, as fewer Democrats are owners. A rational reaction would be to target the niche, and NRA critic Josh Sugarman at the Violence Policy Center thinks the association is doing that. He says it relies less on gun owners and more on manufacturers and distributors.
They're now forced to identify new funding sources and new funding pools, and that's the gun industry.
Sugarman has found the NRA has more corporate partnerships, which he argues puts it in a tough position. Assault weapons are big sellers, so a ban would undercut a key contributor. But no one's counting the NRA out in the short run. Richard Feldman's a former lobbyist there. He now runs the rival Independent Firearm Owners Association.
At the moment when the threat is pretty much at DEFCON 5, I expect to see NRA's membership climb to well over 5 million. It might approach 6 million.
Feldman says the NRA thrives on crisis moments, even as demographic trends may work against it. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.